You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show.
I love this song. Yay!
Hi.
Okay, so we are recapping two episodes tonight. Like we promised to you guys, we had a fabulous Memorial Day weekend, so that's why we weren't here.
And we hope you did too.
So we are recapping Guess Who's Coming to Dinner as well as Queen of Shade, which was the episode tonight. I am English Cleveland and I am joined by my absolutely stunning, amazing, fabulous, beautiful co-host.
Tell me more. Come
on. I'm
Michelle Renee.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn Polite.
And we, like I said, are recapping two episodes, so get ready. It may be a little bit confusing, but we are going to give it all to you. But before we do that, what are we going to do, Michelle?
All right, well, before we get started recapping our episode, I just want to tell all the listeners and viewers about Maria Menounos' new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, that I have right here in my hand. Maria Menounos is, of course, our founder here at AfterBuzz, and she is a New York Times best, is that what it's called? New York Times bestseller list. Okay, say that five times fast. She's a best-selling author. She had a book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, and this is kind of the follow-up to that about health and fitness. And if you haven't seen her, her body is amazing. Go out and get your copy of the book. We have a little bit more information for you here.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here, and I want to share my newest book, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, with you. Basically, every woman always stops me and asks me how I lost 40 pounds. So I decided to put it all in one book. Everything I did to lose 40 pounds step by step, and how you can too, is in here. I did it with no time, no money, and no willpower, and now I'm going to show you how to do it too. You can pre-order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, wherever books are sold, and it's out June 3rd. So I hope you guys love it. I hope it helps you in your weight loss journey. And please, please tweet me and update me on your progress at Maria Menounos. Thanks.
Yay. So thank
you. You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Great.
Just wanted to remind you guys.
Right. So that was a great reminder for the summer. You guys get in shape, get it right, get it
so
tight.
So Tuesday. It'll be available Tuesday. June 3rd is Tuesday.
Yeah, right. And I know I'm picking up a copy because I need to get it together.
Me too.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off this episode with Dr. Heavenly visiting Mariah at her house, bringing balloons to Aiden. And
it looks terrible.
Oh, gosh.
Poor Aiden. Did he really have to go through that?
Oh, my God. I saw he did tweet, and he said that he is really happy that he did.
He's really happy with the results. Yeah. And the thing is, it wasn't the procedure that made him look so terrible. It was an allergic reaction. Right. I can't talk tonight. It was an allergic reaction to the medicine he was on.
Right.
So, in Mariah's defense, if everything would have gone as planned, he wouldn't have been in that much pain.
Right. It's a disaster.
But it looked painful. I feel bad for him.
But, you know, he's really attractive. He looked... No? When his skin was puffed up like that, I was like, wow, he's attractive. Like, okay. It's hard for me to verbalize what I'm saying, but... He wasn't attractive blown up like that, but it made me realize that, like, once his face is down, he has very good, like, bone structure and features and, like, really nice skin. And you know what I mean?
Okay. I get it.
That makes a little more sense.
Okay. I get it. And then it doesn't help that he's the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt either.
So Mariah's cooking or something with her family, and Dr. Heavenly is briefly talking to her about, what's she talking to her about?
Pretty much just about her
the event,
being a good
friend. The fashion show.
A good friend.
Right. And Mariah loves to say she's a good friend, she's a good wife. And then we are rudely interrupted, as usual, with the inevitable Miss Lucy. Let's discuss Miss Lucy and we'll, you guys let us know what you guys think about Miss Lucy. What do you feel about Miss Lucy?
You want to go first or should I go first?
I should probably let you go first.
Okay.
Okay. This is how I feel about Miss Lucy. I don't hate her.
Okay.
And I think that the women are a bit disrespectful to her in that she's older than them. I think one of the, like, key concepts of the Black African-American community is respect your elders. Mm-hmm. And it's weird to me that Heavenly, who seems, she tries to come off as so, like, proper and, like, Miss Etiquette and Miss Manners, and yet she is, like, going off on this lady. I just, right. I didn't expect her to clap back as hard as she did to Lucy, mm-hmm. both in this episode, in the first episode that we're recapping, mm-hmm. and this week's episode.
Right.
So to me, that was weird. And I think that anyone would defend that. I mean, anyone, any parent you show me right now is going to defend their daughter.
Right. I agree.
So.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, because the one thing that I do like about Miss Lucy is that she does defend her daughter. She is completely down with her daughter and she has her back. But mm-hmm. I just find her, I find her so irritating. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's extremely rude. And mm-hmm. I think she jumps into things that she doesn't need to be in. Mm-hmm. And I would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
If that was my mom, I would. I would be like, Mom, sit down.
Right. I feel like, which I expressed last week, that Miss Lucy runs her mouth too much. None of these are her opinion. It's not like if someone's fighting your daughter, okay, then protect your child. But these are verbal words and opinions of how people feel about your child. That doesn't mean that you need to get in it. You're going to love your child regardless. So, of course, you're going to defend them. That's what a parent is supposed to do. But a lot of the things that she says isn't acting like an elder. She's stooping down to these, you know, young 30-year-olds level, and the things that she is
these
saying.
These ladies are not 30.
Well, they
okay,
say.
I'm sorry.
They say.
I'm no shade. Between no 30 shade. And 50.
Right. How old do you think Dr. Heavenly is?
I think Dr. Heavenly is about 47.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Okay. Maybe she's 44. She's 44.
She's in her 40s.
She's definitely in her 40s. You think she's in her 30s?
I thought she was in her late 30s.
What about Simone and Jackie?
I think Dr. Jackie's in her early 50s. I think Dr. Simone is in her late 40s.
You think she's 50? Wow.
I know she's 50.
Yeah, she may be 50.
She might be.
I think her husband's pushing 60.
Shut up! You're really throwing a lot of shit.
I think they look great. Black don't crack. I'm not saying they look that age, but I
but
think
you
that
don't
they,
think Mariah looks old, do you?
I don't think Mariah looks old. I think she's in her early 40s. No, I think she's in her mid-40s, too.
No,
I think they're
but
all
girl,
in their mid-40s.
Mariah is she only like 35. I know she's lying. How do you think Quad is?
I think Quad is maybe in her late 30s.
Yeah.
She
no.
is the only one that's in her 30s.
No,
her
Rico
Toya,
said they went to school in 94.
Oh, that's right.
What does that mean? She's 20?
Well, no, she's like 30s. Not 40.
No, I think that LaToya, that's not her name. I keep calling her LaToya.
You keep her
name. I think Toya and Quad are the only ones that are in their 30s. Everyone else, I think, is in their 40s.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Wow. Okay, so
we're
anyway,
gonna look at. You know what we're gonna do?
Well,
we're gonna look up the
ages. Miss Lucy.
Miss Lucy probably
like
she's
70.
Giving me young mom. She's giving me young mom, so right. I don't think she's that old. She's probably like
late 50s.
She's probably like max 20 years older than her daughter. So late 50s.
Okay, yeah. Well, she's still older, and she was, like, grown before she had her child. So she needs to act like an elder. She is an elder, and if an elder requires respect, you should demand it by your actions. And the things that she said, like, for instance, she said, says Rico is working for Satan, and in the same sentence, she says a curse word and God. So I don't... I mean, hey.
But I feel like she's also at that age. You know when people get older, it's like they're old and senile. Not to say she's senile, but it's just like they do whatever they want to. And you just kind of like laugh it off and it doesn't matter. Like you've seen old people say crazy
but
stuff
yeah, but
all
she's
the time.
That's 80.
Much older
that's
than
like 80.
Yeah, that is. That's
not
that's
her
like
age.
Old and
but she wants to be a cast member. That's what I feel like. She wants her opinion to be out there. She wants to arrive to everything. She wants to be there. Her and her sister, Lake. They want to be on the show. And yeah. I understand your daughter's a producer on the show, mm-hmm. but you need to play your role. You're a mother. I would be embarrassed, like you said, if my mom acted that way. I would be, go out. You're not going to be on the show anymore.
But everyone does that. I mean, whatever his name is, Rico, he's practically a cast member now. Everyone
but
on this show.
He's not someone's parent.
But I'm just saying, everyone on this show, for the most part, has some little side character that they always are filming with. to like try to get them their 15 minutes of fame. I mean, I just don't dislike her as strongly as you guys
do.
I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. I'm not offended by what she says. I think it makes for great television. Like when she's like, I rebuke you, Satan.
Right.
Like that's hilarious.
But the thing is, I can understand is you're mad about facts, but then she comes for everyone that doesn't agree with Mariah. So we proceed that Dr. Heavenly is like, well, you know, Mariah, like telling her her opinion about the fashion show, how she conducted herself. And she's like, not understanding, like, you're not on my daughter's team. Like, right. And Mariah is wanting her to be on her team too. And this is all a matter of opinions. You did show, you know, not a good face when you came to the fashion show. She was really late, and which I did hear, like, outside, we can share that news and gossip, that everyone waited for her to come for 2 hours. So when Rico and his Skittles boyfriend were popping off, it was because the producers kept saying, don't leave, she's coming, don't leave, she's coming.
Okay, but before, I agree that I think that when they're talking about friendship, I think that the bad friend here is Dr. Heavenly. Like,
who's that friend?
I think she's being a bad friend to Mariah. There's a difference in giving your opinion and helping your friend, her friend being Mariah, right, helping your friend realize, well, this is what you could have done better. As a friend, this is what I noticed. Versus her clearly attacking Mariah's actions. And the only reason I say this is because it doesn't go back to just this episode, but also a few episodes ago when she sat in the office with her cousin or whoever and like ripped Mariah a new asshole. I just don't think in general that she's a very good friend to Mariah. So I would be annoyed too if you're at my house having in my space. Then you don't have to necessarily show allegiance to me and be like, okay, yeah, Quad is wrong, but don't question my actions in a way that she did. I think that Heavenly was wrong, was out
kind
of
like a loyalty. I don't know. I think Mariah has a big issue. I mean, not that anyone else doesn't, but with the whole like betrayal and loyalty, I think if you're on her side, then she's fine with that. And there are people like that where. They're the type of friends where you always have to agree with them.
Me.
And I think she...
Yeah, no, I...
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm like, hello. No.
Yeah, yes. But there are people that are like that, and I understand that. But, you know, if you disagree with them, then they become upset with you. And I think we've seen them on a couple of shows like that. Mm-hmm. But and that's how I feel like it is with Mariah, and I think also with her family. You know, everything has to be Mariah, even if she's wrong. It doesn't matter. You have to be on her team 100%.
Right.
So I don't really agree with that, though, because I feel like if you're really a true friend and you're a good friend, you're not going to agree with everything
that
I say.
And you're going to take what... It's an opinion. Like, it's how I feel about you acted. If you don't feel like you acted that way, but if you're really a true friend, if I'm being a bad friend, I would want you guys to tell me, this is how you're being, English. And, you know, to see from the outside. This is what it's looking out from the outside looking in. And the thing I think what hurts Mariah is that she gives herself too much credit. If she didn't talk about herself all the time, like her and Quad, then maybe some people would be like, okay, you know. But Mariah's like, I taught Quad how to be a good wife. No one needs you to give anybody, like, credit, you know, and then that makes people to believe that she did say, I made you, and without you, I gave you a platform, and did, okay, yes, everyone knows that you did.
Well, they get into the semantics of that, and I had this question written down to ask you guys. Is giving someone a platform pretty much the equivalent of saying, I made you relevant?
Someone did tweet me that too today. What do you think?
I don't think that it is.
I don't think that it is either.
No.
Making someone relevant, I mean, that's pretty profound. I mean, that's saying that you have had an influence on many areas of their life to make them relevant. Giving me a platform or giving someone a platform is one thing. That means that, you know, you've helped them in a certain area. If you've made them relevant, I mean, my gosh, that's like, where does relevant stop?
Yeah,
that's
like that, my mother made me relevant by having me.
Are you supposed to say, thank you every day, Mom, for having me?
I do thank her sometimes.
Yeah, but not every day. She would probably be like, okay.
No, I'm not saying
she drives me crazy.
I'm not saying she has to thank her every day.
Right.
But in this episode, it did come up because Dr. Heavenly was like, I mean, well, that's the same thing as saying you made her relevant. And to me, it's not. Like, she just, like Jocelyn just said, it's not the same.
But the thing is, Mariah has said so many things along that line that everyone is just saying this is what it is. She has made statements saying that she took a ghetto girl from the hood. She's made statements saying that she's taught her how to be a woman. Like, you're not my mom. My mom taught me how to be a woman. You know what I mean? Like, you gave me a platform. That's it. You didn't make me relevant. I made myself relevant. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's all about reputation. I'm going to build my reputation beyond what you're going to do for me.
She gave her an opportunity.
She gave her an opportunity.
And Quad could have very easily messed that opportunity up, as we've seen many people do. But, I feel like it's an opportunity. I don't think it's something that you have to harp on mm-hmm. every single time. Mm-hmm. And I think Mariah, she just wants all of this credit because all of this is brand new to her, too. Mm-hmm. If you're used to helping people, you're not going to make a big issue out of helping people.
Right.
That's how
right.
I feel. You know, like, if that's what you usually do, then you're not going to sit up there and be like, I helped you and I right. helped you and I helped you and thank mm-hmm. me. And you're not going to do that because it's in your heart to do that. And it's, you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if she gave a homeless man a dollar on the side of the freeway, she probably discusses that at dinner. Like, honey, how's your day go? Well, I gave a man a dollar on the freeway. And it was the last dollar I had, and I guarantee you that bought him his last cheeseburger that fed his hunger stomach that one step away from making him die from starvation.
Can I play devil's advocate? Well, I mean, all of the stuff she says, I mean, yes, definitely shady. I took a homeless girl, I mean, she didn't say homeless, but I took a ratchet girl and made her whatever. I taught her how to be a good wife. Mm-hmm. I bought myself down to her level. Okay, those are the things she's saying now mm-hmm. after all of this stuff has been brewing and after they've been arguing. So yeah, I mean, obviously she makes it very clear that the things she's saying now are negative. They are meant to be rude. They are meant to be condescending. She's not trying to say it in like a nice, nasty way. She's coming for her.
No, but she's coming for her only after she said something like this last season though. She did make a small remark like, you know, I'm helping Quad, like Quad needs help.
Well, they were friends last season, obviously wasn't offended by it.
No, Quad, that's the whole basis of why they're upset. Because
I thought the whole basis of why they were upset was Rico slash the comment about I gave her a platform.
Which, we'll get into news and gossip, but Rico is saying that Quad is upset, or Mariah is upset because he's like, why would you go ask Quad to do that? Like, I created Quad. So that's what the whole issue is about.
And the whole creation thing, I mean, I don't know. I'm sitting over here and I don't know. You didn't create anybody. Right. You know what I mean? You didn't create anybody. I mean, the Quad was her own woman beforehand. She was given an opportunity. That's great. Mariah, you either are going to give it and let it go, or you're just going to continue to harp on it the entire show. We've been talking about it all season. Mm-hmm. It's an issue that won't go away. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it's one of those things where it's like you're an executive producer on this show. You got to have people on the show. People have to be characters or whatever it is on the show. So somebody had to come on there. So you know that you were going to have a platform built for people.
That's what I said on the tweet. I'm like, Mariah's not the show. And I feel like, you know, she has to have people. You can't control that they all are going to like you. But anyways, let's proceed. So let's get to the dinner party. And they're all, what's her name? Dr. Heavenly invites all the ladies except for Mariah mm-hmm. because she feels like she wants it to be a peaceful situation.
No drama.
And
yeah, she comes bringing the drama.
Right. Immediately.
She's the Kenya Moore of this show.
She likes to see it stirred
and
up,
she is calculated with it. Mm-hmm. She knows what she's going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if she had even arranged the seating arrangement in some type of... I mean, I guess for the most part, everyone got along.
Well, she did. Remember, she's like, I'm going to sit at my own head of the table. Girl, it's your house. Like, why do you need credit for that? Yeah, and everyone's like, as you should.
Well, I mean, this was a part... The whole dinner party idea was kind of crazy because it was, you know, you're going to teach these women how to be submissive to mm-hmm. their men. Mm-hmm. I mean, wasn't that the idea of it?
Yeah.
It was like,
well,
I'm just
the whole
kinda
thing
be
is
a,
about relationships.
Relationships, right. But it was really about, these are the things that you need to do. So it was rude. I'm going to feed you and I'm going to tell you what you should be doing at home and in your bedroom.
Right. And I'm going to do so. I'm going to bring it up in a way that's like throwing shade at everyone. Not in a constructive way. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier about her conversation with Mariah. Mm-hmm. Maybe she had good intentions by saying, Mariah, you were 2 hours late and everyone had to wait for you and you weren't being a good friend supporting Quad. But her delivery and the way she says stuff,
with a smile on her face. Yeah, I do agree with that. Yeah, she does kind of have like an evil, like little tinge to her.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, people always saying Satan and stuff. She kind of got some spirits on her.
What about her daughter?
Her daughter, yes.
No,
daughter's insane.
Don't put spirits on the baby.
I didn't mean that the daughter had spirits on her, but her daughter is like going to be the exact version of her.
Right. You think so?
Yes, their voice is even the same.
They look identical. Their voices are the same.
Yeah.
Their mannerisms.
They talk about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Aren't you like a version of your mom?
I'm a version of my mom, but I'm not exactly the same as my mom. And we don't do things the same way. So I'm thinking that, like, she sees certain things in her mom. We saw that a couple of, episodes back when they were doing that vision board. Like, there's some things that irritate her about her mom. I don't think those are the exact same things that she's going to do when she gets older.
Oh, she's going to do them.
I think she is, too.
Everything about your mom irritates you when you're 8 years old.
I think she just likes to talk smack, but she's going to be like that. Okay, all right.
But I like the daughter. Let me clarify. I think she's hilarious.
You do like her. I don't like her. I think she's a very bad child. She's a bad seed, and she should get a whooping. Not with the wire hanger, but I think that she should definitely...
With a phone cord or what?
No, like the bad seed. Like, there's no more wire hangers. But I feel like she does need a good whooping, and she needs to be in a child's place.
You know, she's probably one of those kids that was like me. My parents would beat the crap out of me, and I would be like, it doesn't hurt. You can beat me until you kill me.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can see her being one of those kids.
No.
Oh, no.
I would purposely, like, not cry.
I
like,
ran.
I would, no,
wait,
I would.
Our child protective services is going to come for our parents if we keep talking about
no.
this?
No. Okay, no, we're 25. I mean, there's no proof.
Okay, good.
The dungeon where they had me locked in for years has been burned.
There's a statute of limitations.
Yeah.
Okay, so the scene after the or in the midst of the dinner, Toya starts talking about her and her purchasing the house with her husband, which has been a struggle for her since last season. I feel like she couldn't stand the place that she's in. She doesn't own her place that she's in now, and she wants to be settled.
It's in the ghetto.
It's in the ghetto, and people are getting robbed or something.
The BP station was robbed.
At the BP station.
Yeah. Okay, so you talk about that.
Well, about her husband and the whole... Okay, well, first of all, she says that they have the medical practice. Her husband does, of course. Right. You know, he's a doctor, and he has a medical practice, and he also has a medical concierge business that she helps and assists with, you know. Mm-hmm. And that because of that, they're having problems with the bank and financing and closing because the bank is confused. Mm-mm. Because he is a young black man and he makes too much money.
My bank, my bank has never been confused. I've never had extra dollars and I've never had non-extra dollars.
My bank has never been confused because I don't have that much money in my account, but.
But I feel like.
I don't know. I mean, the way that she put it, first of all, I don't even understand her talking about her finances like this anyway. I think
she's
it's tacky.
Put down 50, exactly. We're going to lose our $50,000.
But we didn't need to know that. And we didn't need to know how much you put down on your house. I don't think it was anyone's business.
At all.
I thought it was pretty low class to talk about.
Oh, I didn't.
You know, your
I feel
finances.
Like when people talk too much, something's not right.
Yeah.
If you say too much of something, why are you giving out this information for America or the world to hear about you have $50,000 and then if you don't get the house, you lose out on that money and then you'll never ever be able to have another down payment for another house. Like, it's just too much information.
I just feel like Toya, she does give too much information. I feel like if there is a house, and I mean, if I'm buying a house, I'm going to say, Michelle English, oh my gosh, you know, I'm finally trying to close on this house. You know,
it's
I put money
forever.
Down, but it's taking forever. Mm-hmm. There's a certain way I'm going to have that conversation. I'm not going to be like, girl, I have my $50,000 better go through.
But
you know what I mean?
Was
it's just a bit
not
tacky.
Talking to them about that. She said the $50,000 in the confessional where she has a producer asking her questions. Well, how much did
think
you
he
put
don't need to
know
that.
That.
No, y'all. That's none of your business.
Still don't need to
I still
that.
Wouldn't dispose that information. No way.
I've heard people like, oh, yeah, like how much are you putting down? Oh, because that's going to affect how many payments you have, like how your payments.
But why do we
I mean,
care?
I don't think it's – I mean, okay.
That's new money
she
behavior.
Said it in, she said it in the confessional.
But why do we care? Either whether it's in the confessional, whether we're, her and I are
they
at dinner.
Because I think they were confused, too. Let me just clarify. I do think the situation is sketchy, and I don't think it makes sense. Maybe mm-hmm. she doesn't have enough money. Maybe she's lying about the $50,000. But at the end of the day, like, I am kind of more so taking her side because, again, Dr. Heavenly tried to throw her under the bus and, like, call her out in front of everybody.
Well, right. I think that's tacky, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's,
I think
course.
The whole – talking about your finances like that, to me, is tacky. I don't care if I'm in a confessional. If somebody asks me what my salary is today,
I'm not telling you.
Because that's not your business and it's mine.
Yeah.
And I think that Dr. Heavenly was absolutely wrong for bringing up the issue about her closing on her house at a dinner party with a bunch of people sitting around the table. Why would you even talk about that? She was wrong for that.
Mind you started off this about relationships. Mm-hmm. And you said that... You know, you wanted this to be a peaceful situation and you're serving such a beautiful, luxurious meal, but it seems like you invited these girls to utterly attack them.
Like, maybe in the, you know, with all of that drama that happened with the housing market, maybe they are being a little bit more, you know, not as lenient now when they're giving people loans.
Well,
so maybe she was telling the truth.
For a fact, they are.
They're not as lenient.
They are not as lenient as they used to be.
I don't want to say that she's lying about it. I just feel like, why would you put all your information?
So what do you think she's lying about? You think she's lying about the $50,000 down?
No.
Or you think she's lying about them being able to afford it?
I'm not saying that she's lying. I just don't like the way she said certain things about, like, my husband makes too much money. The bank's trying to wonder, where's all this black man getting this money? And, you know, all these businesses and this and that. I mean, if you're showing them paperwork, they're not stupid. They weren't born yesterday. I'm sure there's tons of people with more businesses than your husband has. It's more complicated. So the bank's not confused. It's something that's going on that you're holding up. Maybe you need more deposit. I don't know.
I don't even think it's, you know what, I honestly don't think it's even all of that. I think, honestly, Toya and having some money is brand new to her, and new money talks.
Yeah,
and
right.
I think that, you know, she's, you just want to talk about it. I think it's like, I'm buying a house and I put $50,000 down. I don't think she knows any better to know that that's not what you do and that's not what you say.
Yeah.
Maybe when she gets around to buying her second or third or fourth house or whatever it may be, you learn that you be quiet and there's a certain air of class to you.
And right, and why would she talk? She doesn't earn her money. So she doesn't understand it. You know what I mean? Like, this is someone else's money. My husband's putting down $50,000. He's so rich, the bank can't even figure out all his paychecks.
But I don't know. That to me doesn't make sense, because it's like, why would she brag about something that she's being unsuccessful on?
Because it's not her money.
But she's bragging to make herself look bad? Well, my husband put down $50,000 and we can't get approved for the loan. I mean, I don't think she's bragging. I think maybe she is ignorant in that. I don't know. I just think she was being forthcoming with the information, and maybe she didn't have a filter and say, okay, well, I'll leave this out or I'll leave that out. But I think ultimately she was just
I think we can agree with that. She didn't have a filter.
Yeah, she just didn't really maybe realize, like, that all the things she was saying didn't really make a cohesive story and were in the end going to make her look bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so this
I hope you get your house for you.
Good
luck, girl.
Right. Okay, so Dr. Heavenly starts off the dinner, which I'm going to quote all the things she said. She said, some of the women need to learn how to be submissive. She says, which is hilarious, is that producers, each, like, thing, the camera goes to the person that she's talking about. Some of these women are spending all their husband's money.
So it goes to Toya.
That goes to Toya. Okay, the submissive one goes to Simone.
Simone.
Okay, spending all his money goes to Toya. And then some of y'all ain't taking your husband's last names.
Lisa Nicole.
Am I doing a good job at her
You
voice?
Are. You're doing really good.
And then some of y'all just got married and is lucky to be here.
Quad.
So Quad is like, are you throwing shade at me?
I have that boomerang shade, or whatever she said.
Right.
When they throw it at me, I throw it right back, or comes back to them or something, which I did like that. I thought that was cute.
So Quad is like, medicine is lucky to have me. And her and Dr. Heavenly go back and forth with their, like, verbal whatever. And then we proceed to Uptown and Downtown Girl.
Yeah.
Where Simone insinuates that her vagina is not maybe the freshest.
No, I don't think she said that.
Well, that's what y'all said when we were watching the show.
No, I think she was saying.
Y'all are coming
for me. No. I think she was saying she doesn't. I'm not saying she insinuated that. I'm just saying that she said that she doesn't like when her husband does that, and because when he comes back up, she doesn't like the smell. So that made us all think that she's possibly not that fresh, which we don't understand, because she's a doctor. And why are you not fresh? So they have this big discussion about using Norforms.
Right.
I think she accidentally did it. I mean, I think she was just trying to be funny and, like, very, like, tongue-in-cheek, and didn't realize what she was saying.
Well, it all started off with them talking about them giving their husband
downtown
business. And
Over dinner,
right.
But it's a girls' dinner. And, I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it was inappropriate for the dinner.
Well, that should have been at the pajama party.
It wasn't in mixed company. Mm-hmm. There was only women there. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm just a little more ratchet than y'all.
I think maybe.
Because I'm going to tell y'all I put down $50,000. I'm going to be talking about my husband at the dinner party. So, whatever.
Okay, so.
And we will invite you.
Are you an inviter?
I'm an inviter.
Because it's fun. I'm fun,
joking.
Y'all.
Of course you are.
Thank you.
So, that's when Dr. Heavenly brings up Toya's house and da 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 da. Okay, so you guys at home, let us know what you think about Toya's house and her situation and all of that issue. Let us know if you think she spoke too much, if she didn't have a filter, if she, what?
Is a liar.
Is a liar.
Yeah.
And make sure you go comment, rate, give us 5 stars. We know that you are going to comment because you always come for us, honey. And we did not sin for you, but we still love you. And we can't wait for next episode for you to come for us again. So now the ladies at the dinner start talking about the trip.
The couple's trip.
The couple's trip coming up. And they're all going around the table discussing, should Mariah come?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? Should Mariah come?
Y'all know that I'm, for the most part, Team Mariah. Mm-hmm. But I will say that, I mean, I think both of them should be able to go, you know, and get along.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to choose between one or the other, even though I am Team Mariah, mm-hmm. for the sake of the trip's fun,
right?
Quad.
Quad?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, I think both of them should be there. I just do.
But they're not gonna do that.
Well,
so.
I just feel like they should be there. I feel like both of them should be there. I feel like this is a show that they're both on.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, they both need to go on the trip.
So you can't pick one?
I mean, I there is one that I would pick.
Who?
I mean, I would pick Mariah.
Why?
Oh,
okay. I didn't see that one coming.
Me
yeah,
neither.
I would. I would pick Mariah to go. I mean, I'm definitely, I like Mariah. Not that I don't like Quad. I just feel like, I don't like the fact that someone is cast out of the whole situation anyway. Mm-hmm.
So you like the underdog. So you.
I always like the underdog.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
So do you guys think that Simone's? Oh, what do I think?
Yeah. You ain't gonna get out of it.
You guys already know.
You want Quad to be there with all of her sayings and
no,
all
no,
of
no.
her.
No, I'm you. I've said this since the beginning. I'm neither of them's fan, but I see. I don't like evil, conniving people, and I feel like Mariah is evil and conniving. And like they did mention this episode, she talks a lot behind people's back and says things about people that are actually her friends. And she only likes to be around people that benefit her. And like you guys, the viewers, have mentioned before that Mariah is a philanthropist and she's an author and she's this and she's that. And she took 5 years to get this show, and the show is about Mariah, but it's not about Mariah. It's about all of these women collectively that are either married to medicine or they are doctors. And if Mariah is a philanthropist and she's this and she's that, then she should be showcasing that on television. That's what she got the platform for.
She's not and it's interesting because she's not showcasing it on television, which I found interesting because I went and did some research and kind of dug to see what it is that she did.
Mm-hmm.
Since I saw the word activist, I'm really looking for you to do something.
Right.
You know, hence the word activist, active, right. Root word. But I feel like, so I found that she has some philanthropic projects in order in Bangladesh. Her and her husband are building, a hospital.
Oh, nice.
In Bangladesh. So she is doing some things, but I was interested in the fact, why isn't it coming out in the show? And I'm not saying that she has to put all of it out there, but I wonder why she hasn't made reference to some of the other things that she's doing. She has, you know, I believe another thing that she does is design children's rooms and pajamas, and she has a bunch of things going on.
Okay,
y'all just said 5 minutes ago that she's probably the type of person that would tell someone, that would brag about giving somebody $1 on the freeway. So maybe she doesn't want to seem that like that person that's like, look at how much I'm doing, look at how much I'm giving.
But it's not
I
about
mean, I don't
that.
Know.
But the show is about your life. Lisa Nicole is a designer. She has her. Everyone is showcasing what they're doing. It's not about them bragging.
Everyone is not showing it altruistically. They're doing it because they want to promote themselves and get more business.
No, but there. It's the show's about who you are. If that's who you are, if you're an activist and a philanthropist, there was no way that you're going to be able to hold that back of who you are. You pettingly talking about Quad and getting drunk at SCK, and the whole season shouldn't be about that. There should be more to you. But the viewer that's not going to dig into Mariah is only going to go from surface of what we see of you on television. And the way that you're showing yourself shows that you're very ghetto fabulous and that you're low budget, gut bucket, disgusting behavior, and acting very immature. And I know that you guys are going to come
for
me.
Really feel.
Hashtag shade. Hi. Yes, I did say it. So for me, it's like, if you're going to be this person and you list all of these things on your Twitter of who you are, then be that person.
I personally hate when they do those little, oh, this is me today doing this, this, this. Oh, this is me working on my clothing line. I hate those.
So you only want ratchet television?
I mean, I think there needs to be a good balance. I don't mind when I see Dr. Jackie and Simone mm-hmm. going to do their jobs mm-hmm. because that's their day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. But to me, in my opinion, it's very contrived when they do this, okay, yes, I'm going to have a meeting for my charity today. The cameras need to be there. I think that that's fake.
Yeah, but because I mean, how else are they going to show
you have you can choose what day you have a meeting. And I feel like in examples that we've seen with reality shows, they do it just to promote.
Yeah, but I mean, reality shows are not reality. Everyone knows that.
I know.
But I mean, but if Mariah is not only just a mother, she should showcase if she's saying, you know, it took me 5 years to do this and that. Then you should say, okay, I'm working on a project. You don't have to, like, spill everything out about it. But show that you are someone outside of someone that's fighting Toya last season and then fighting Quad this season.
You know what I think also? I think that Mariah kind of takes some pride in being that messy, ratchet girl.
Yes.
And then when you dig a bit and uh-huh. find out who she is, you do find that she is educated. You mm-hmm. find out that she's held down jobs in mm-hmm. the past before, mm-hmm. you know, she was married and stayed home, that, you know, she's doing this hospital in Bangladesh, that she has other projects that are out there. I think she probably likes the fact that, you know, you would judge her first mm-hmm. and then possibly find out some things about her that she's doing. Cause I know I did. And then when I found these things out, I was like, wow. And I'm not going to say that I have like mounds of respect for her. I don't like still some of the things that she does, but mm-hmm. in reading these, you know, these accomplishments of her, I look at her differently.
Right. But I mean, no one's going to know that.
Right.
Unless, you know.
So. Well, we just told you.
Now
so
you know.
Now you know.
So now you know. So, no. What's her name? That girl, Mariah, she ain't coming to the couples.
She's not coming. That's okay. For sure. Well, no matter what we think, she ain't coming.
I'm outvoted at this table. So there.
I understand where Simone is coming from. She's very emotional about Quad and Mariah. And they're saying that Quad is saying that they need time. But I think as Simone being older, she's like, you can't carry this by yourself. You know, you need to let this go. You need to I don't think she should come on the trip, but I do think that they need to have a sit down with nobody else there. Maybe just the cameras, because they're, of course, they're always going to be there. But I think that Miss Lucy and nobody else should be there. What are you guys saying?
I mean, I think they need to grow up. If I were in a situation where Quad had kind of more bargaining room here, because she was at dinner and they asked her, like, mm-hmm. if we invite Mariah, are you going to go? And mm-hmm. she was like, no, I'm not going to come. Mm-hmm. You think that I'm going to let someone keep me from my fun?
Right.
No, I'm still going to go. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to ignore you while I'm there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think when she does this whole, like, oh, I'm going to hold on to it thing, when you hold on to something, you're letting the other person win.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. I think they need to talk, not have cameras be there, maybe send an email.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's time to talk too. I mm-hmm. mean, I think both of them need to talk, but I do understand where Quad's coming from also, because she just feels like everyone's pushing her to talk. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you don't want to talk. So I think if everyone just kind of lays off of it, mm-hmm. you know, then I mean, of course it's TV and it's time for a couple's trip, but it may not be time for a couple's trip. You know what I'm saying?
Because, and where do they have time? Because Simone and them are catching babies. So how are they having time for a trip?
I mean, Mariah probably can't go anyway. She probably has work to do on her charity, right? I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm just joking.
Whatever.
She never works on her journey, right?
So Toya says Mariah has two sides, which she has had a bad run-in with her last season. And mm-hmm. and then this season, it's all... And to me, okay, we didn't know Mariah last season. So to me, I felt like in honor of Dr. Maya Angelou, rest in peace, she says when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Mariah showed us who she was last week, or last season. She wasn't a good person last season. The whole Toya thing, she was acting crazy. So to me, it spills on into this season. I'm expecting Mariah, I don't know how she can redeem herself unless she just goes and really tries to be peaceful with everyone. But she's not going to do that, right? Do you guys think?
I don't think she's going to be peaceful. Yeah, I don't think she's going to be peaceful with the people that she feels like are coming for her. And I don't think she's not ready to resolve it. Mariah is not. Mariah is definitely holding on to whatever it is.
Do you think as a producer she's not ready, or as Mariah she's not ready?
As Mariah, if someone told me, if someone told you or you, mm-hmm. we just had a meeting at this dinner party, A, that you weren't invited to, and B, we want to just also make you aware of the fact that we're all going on a couple's trip and you and your husband aren't invited. to me, that's going to make me more angry. I'm not going to want to be friends with these people. I'm not going to want to be peaceful. That would hurt my feelings, and I'm sure her feelings were hurt. So, yes, it would take, you know, a powerful, remarkable woman to be able to handle that situation and say, you know what, y'all kind of didn't invite me, and that's kind of messed up. But you know what? I want to make peace with you guys. And I don't think that Mariah is that woman.
You don't?
No. No, she's not at all. And I don't think many people are that woman.
I don't think I'm that woman either.
No.
I would have just been mad.
I would have been mad.
I would be like, I don't want to be around you guys anyway.
Yeah, have fun.
It would hurt your feelings. It would hurt your feelings. Even if you hated the people. Because half of the people that she thinks are at the table, she thinks, she probably knows LaToya's not her best friend. But we've seen them interact in earlier episodes of this season. Mm-hmm. They're not best friends, obviously, but they've interacted. They've been at parties together. And so it's like, okay, I thought we had put that behind us.
I don't think she wants to hang out with her.
But it's like, for her to be like, no, I don't want you to come. So I'm pretty sure she thought LaToya was at least kind of cordial with her. Mm-hmm. She obviously is friends with Dr. Jackie and Simone. She doesn't have a problem with Lisa Nicole, so to speak. So the only person she really has a problem with is Quad and maybe Dr. Heavenly. So to hear, oh, well, the people I thought were my friends that I thought would have had my back didn't even defend me, that would hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, if you skip, I mean, you know, since we're talking about mm-hmm. her finding out that she's not invited, it didn't seem like she really thought she had a problem with Dr. Heavenly.
Exactly.
She thought that they were friends. She was basically asking her, like, wasn't I a good friend to you?
Yeah.
She had no clue that Dr. Heavenly was feeling that way about her.
So, I don't know. Mm.
Yeah, I think she felt betrayed and sideswiped. And that's exactly how I would have felt. It's like, and then to hear it in that way, too, of like, you know, we voted mm-hmm. and you're not going.
We were at the lovely dinner that Heavenly had. You weren't there. Like, it was mean.
You think so?
I mean, I know Mariah has dished it out, and she's had her moment. She got into a fight. She did this whole thing with Quad, whatever. But at the end of the day, they're mean, too. They're not good friends, either. Dr. Heavenly isn't a good
friend. Do you guys kind of think that if... Because Mariah already knows it's not a peaceful situation. And Mariah does bring a lot of drama. I mean, we did see this whole episode. She's... rose petals and breaking glass and doing this and doing that.
Yeah.
She's not a peaceful person. So if you don't know how to be peaceful, maybe you shouldn't go. Maybe look within yourself.
The majority of the times we've seen there be drama, though, she wasn't the one that started it. When you think about drama, think about all the times that Quad and Rico come over for tea and shade or whatever. Think about Mariah. Yes, she showed up 2 hours late. But think about Rico coming to get in her face. I don't think she's that dramatic.
But
she does kind of, but I think she only, a person's only going to react when you give them something to react on.
I think
people provoke her, and that's when she becomes dramatic.
Yeah, I don't think Mariah is provoking.
I think she finds comfort in an entourage, be it her sister, her mom, the bodyguard, any of those
things. But she's doing things to make people come for her. She already knew she's not going to walk in a room with the bodyguard and people aren't going to say something to her. Mariah demands attention. Mariah wants everything about Mariah. So Mariah's not only doing things out of retaliation. Mariah's bringing shade, too. Half the time she's starting, all of this mess is all over what Mariah said and what Mariah is saying to people and how she acted at STK and how drunk Mariah got.
No, allegedly.
Well, I mean, in news and gossip, which I have also, someone else, we have other witnesses that are saying that's not anyone's, it's like even mutual friends that are saying that she was belligerently drunk.
I'm just saying, I don't think that it's fair to say she always brings the drama and Quad doesn't. I think it's a dramatic situation, and I think they both provoke the other.
Who's the underlining person in every single argument? Last season and this season.
Every single argument on the show?
No, I'm just saying the biggest arguments.
The biggest
last
arguments
season
that
there
were.
And this
Mariah.
Season. Okay, just Mariah. Wondering. Okay, so let's talk about Dr. Jackie and her baby.
Oh, the practice baby
yes.
that Dr. Simone brought her so that she can practice with the baby.
Right.
And, I thought it was hilarious at first when she was rolling the baby in the chair,
mm-hmm.
like that was going to do something, and the baby starts crying and everything like that. And what was the baby's name? Jackson.
Right. That was cute.
Jackie and Jackson.
So she's got this baby. I think she left the baby in the car at one point.
Well, she...
I think it was the most fake.
It was so
thing
fake.
Ever.
Yeah,
it was so fake, and I could have done without it.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
She's
but,
the OBGYN. She sees kids all the time. She knows kids are bad. She knows babies scream and holler. I could have done without that.
Right. It
but
was
I think
very
the
contrived.
Actual care of a child, she hasn't had.
Understand.
She doesn't understand that. I think she knows how to deliver them, and she knows how to put them in their mom's, arms. You know, on their mom's chest, and you know, there it goes from there. I mean, she's not a pediatrician.
Right.
You know, she doesn't know about how babies, you know, need to eat every 2 hours and cry and do all these other things.
She knows that.
Well, she knows it. I mean, we all know
it. She's never experienced it, but she does know it.
Right. But honestly, if I'm sitting here, I'm not a mother, but mm-hmm. if I'm sitting with a mother, I know in my mind that, you know, that you could have a child that cries throughout the night, but I don't know what that feels like. I don't know anything about what that feels like, that I have to get up 7 times during the night and go without sleep endlessly until that child doesn't have that problem, you know, doesn't have that problem anymore. We finally move on to something else. I don't know what that's like. So I think that having a baby and, you know, I think Dr. Simone bringing that to her, I kind of thought it was a good idea.
It was a great idea, but I think it was very contrived. A lot of the, like, oh, he's crying. Oh, I left him in the car.
Oh, I have a confessional in my car, or whatever that little thing was, which is like speaking to the camera.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you really want something, and she kind of was coming from this place of, oh, well, now I do see that I am kind of busy. What would I have done with Jackson if, you know, on this night when I had to work from like a 12-hour shift or whatever? Mm-hmm. I don't think that that made her change her mind in either direction about having a baby. I think she still wants to have a baby.
Yeah.
Right. So that kind of spills into this episode of her and her office and the situation of her assistant really trying to sit down and wanting to talk to her about her charts and just a lot of the stuff beside the back part of delivering a baby. You know, we need to
the
file.
The business of medicine, right.
And for me, I'm an assistant and I work for very high profile people. And a lot of the times in their head, they're like, I'm the one making the money. I'm the one working. You just do the work behind. But without you, we need each other. So that's why it's called teamwork makes the dream work. So to me, I just felt like when she's sitting down talking to her assistant's like, listen, you need to understand. Don't point that finger at me. And then her walking out of the building when the heat got too hot, I just felt like it's kind of a parallel with her and a child.
In any job, whether or not you're an assistant, a trash man, whatever, nurse, whatever, you have a supervisor. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Dr. Jackie when she said, I did hire her to do this, but without all the lip. I think she was being disrespectful. If you have a boss that's a jerk, which plenty of people in America do, unfortunately, you have to deal with it. And I don't think Dr. Jackie was being a jerk. Yeah, she was pointing her finger. Yeah, maybe she wasn't getting back to her. But you still have to respect your supervisor. And I think she was a little disrespectful at times.
Well, I'm going to kind of go back a few episodes to when she was in the office speaking with her about her personal problems. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes when you talk, you know, as a supervisor or as a manager or, you know, someone, when you, you know, speak to people that work for you about your issues and you make it personal, sometimes that's what happens. You do get a finger pointed in your face and you are not being taken seriously or not being taken professionally. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably has come up to bite her.
Yeah. I think too, with, you know, being someone that I'm running an office, I know that you're delivering these babies. You don't understand this part that I'm dealing with. So I don't think she's stepped out of line. I think she was being very serious. Like, you need to understand the severity of the situation because you've hired me to work for you. And yes, I am going to speak to you this way because you're not understanding this, like, serious situation. But yes, I do get what you're saying is that there's a line that's a blurred line, especially when you're working close-knit with someone. And that's why I was saying with me being an assistant, I have to talk to my bosses that way because I work like this with them and I feel like, you know, get what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you're going to go up on stage and sing, or yeah, you're going to be in front of camera, or yeah, you're going to do all of this. But there's a lot of stuff that happens, you know, before that.
Right.
So
maybe the assistant should go work for Simone and try to get her organization back together.
Right. So she can start making money again.
Get her coin back. Then we got a solution for everybody.
So Queen of Shade started off with Rico Chappelle and Quad throwing lots of tea, lots of shade, and trying to start off.
I can't stand him.
You don't like him?
No.
She's trying to do the samples for Quad's Papi Couture line, which she only has a week away. She's had all this time, which I don't get. You're being a little bit irresponsible.
Well, she's been busy with other things. I mean, she's been being messy. Oh. I mean, you know, what are you going to focus on? Are you going to focus on Mariah and everybody else that's going on and what everyone else has said? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to handle your business and get your samples ready for an investor? I know for me, I'm going to get my samples ready.
And that's the thing I'm saying about their working. It's all fake and it's all like, oh, she's dry. Like, we hear about that puppy clothing line once or twice every single episode.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that they just
she probably got those samples made and they're on the way shipped to where?
To China?
Yeah.
Do you think that they basically got together to talk about Miss Lucy's Ashy Knuckles?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
All right. And I think Rico Chappelle is on the show too much.
Yeah.
You think so?
We've seen way too much of him.
Well, he's like a Bravo, like, sensation. I guess reality TV show. Like, we mentioned last week, he was on a fashion show.
What's it called?
Project
Runway, yeah, the most famous one.
And then he was on the Braxton's Family Values.
He's been on
Housewives of Atlanta. He is now on Candy's Special, and he is the designer of Candy's wedding dress, as well as all 8 of her bridesmaids. But she's making money.
The dress was pretty. It was a beautiful dress.
Well, he has a review.
I can deal with maybe having a scene where you go pick up your dress from him. He hands it to you over the counter and sends you on your way. But I just, it's too much. And he is the one that's being messy.
You think so?
In my opinion, when you ask, like, who starts most of the drama, I think it's these little sideline characters.
Yeah, that's why they have them. It's always the small one that, like, the small fox that ruins the vine.
You may not have to deal with him because, I mean, he has a restraining order. So
yeah, so now he has a restraining order.
Jesus.
So Lakeisha, is it Lakeisha or Laquisha? Same difference,
same
right?
Same thing.
Okay, has given Rico a restraining order, and the description that she gave the sheriffs was hilarious.
Yeah.
That is like...
Was it his massive overbite?
Yeah, his massive overbite and his... skinny and bald, something. I don't know. Lots of more shade.
Well, it worked because they got it to him.
Right. Okay, so we don't have that much time left, but let's discuss a little bit about the royal birthday party for Lisa Nicole's daughter. To me, Ghetto Fabulous coming to America / I don't know. Like,
I thought it was cute. What I thought was ghetto about it is the fact that they were late, and it's kind of like, okay, we're running late, so maybe we can't do the rose petals anymore. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a cute idea, though, and especially because the whole Blackadeshi thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that when they realized they were so late, that's when it became a little disrespectful and a little dramatic. Why are you still going to do
all this? But Mariah's always late.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She pretty much is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is.
So, as per usual, Dwight has thrown the party. And he is the court jester and dressed in his perfection to his order. Mm-hmm. And
And manning the door.
Right, uh-huh. And manning the door.
He's manning that door like...
He really is.
He is at a club, honey.
So would you guys be mad if someone comes to your house two or an hour late or however late that they were for this party, and then you have the nerve to walk in, throw rose petals on my floor with your helpers, and they don't pick them up, and you break my daughter's picture that is presented when you walk in the door for her birthday?
I would definitely be annoyed and I would have flipped out, but that's just me personally. Them having to wait outside, I thought that was...
Petty?
Petty.
Okay.
I thought it was petty.
I mean, you know, this is hard. This is hard for me. I'm surprised I'm not just sitting over here like... I don't like these themed birthday parties.
Right.
I hate them.
You're right.
I absolutely hate them. So the fact that they got all dressed up and all this, you know, and the mom and, you know, they're getting out of the
etiquette.
Car and the rope. I mean, it was just way too much. And I don't know. I mean, knocking over the picture mm-hmm. of her daughter was rude. Coming in the house
they
like that was rude. I know, but
if you didn't have a rose petal thrower, that wouldn't have been...
Who knocked the picture over?
We don't know if the rose petal thrower
knocked it over.
But they came with too much of an entourage.
But I don't think it matters. I think, you know, when someone comes to your house, especially if, you know, they've already kind of violated what your policy was by being late, and mm-hmm. then they come in and they're being extravagant, and all of a sudden they knock something over that's of value, you don't really care that it's on purpose or not. You're just mad that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure Lisa Nicole's okay with it. But the bottom line was, it was just unnecessary, and it was just her making an entrance as a queen. And I can't even believe her husband honestly went along with this.
It was stupid. It was just, it was complete ghetto fabulous. I mean, Coming to America is a great movie, but it's still ghetto fabulous. Like,
it's a classic.
It's a classic, but I love it too. But I mean, looking at it now, I'm like, that's so ridiculous and ghetto fabulous. It's like,
so y'all, did y'all think that Dr. Heavenly's costume was ghetto fabulous? Or y'all only think the only ghetto fabulous? I'm asking. I'm not trying to get at anything.
It wouldn't have been ghetto fabulous if she arrived with everyone. But the fact that it's like you're late, then you come late, then you have all these roads. I would have been like, okay, we're late. Let's just get in. Yeah, now you still want people to throw rose petals? Like, how obnoxious.
I think she had already paid, honey. They was going to throw those rose petals.
The whole thing is just,
I would have been like, hold the rose petals. Let's just get in here.
No, the whole thing is obnoxious and it's ridiculous. These are educated people. What are you doing?
I would have walked in, I'm so sorry we're late.
This is a child's birthday party. Why do you have to make an entrance like that? It's not about you. It has nothing to do with you. This is about her daughter. And I would have been mad. I'm getting upset.
I would have been mad too.
I would have been mad if this is my
daughter. So y'all
think
it was right for them to have to wait outside? Would y'all do the same thing? I'm just asking.
If you're late and I have something going on and there's a presentation taking place, you might have to wait outside until I get ready to open the door so that you can come in and be seated without interrupting my presentation. Absolutely.
I agree. I feel like, and especially it's Mariah, and she would do that to me. If this was about her child or about Aiden or about any of that, she would definitely.
I feel like she would.
She would definitely. And to me, it's like, it's rude. It's rude to show up late anywhere. And the fact that you're not walking in apologetic, you're walking in wanting to walk on rose petals on my floor. And your people aren't going to pick this up. So now I have to have my housekeepers that are coming and doing other work for my house, for my daughter's party, to come sweep up your stupid rose petals because you wanted to make an entrance, and then you broke my daughter's picture on top of it. You better go home.
Turn around. You wouldn't even let her in.
No, but I just feel like I would have been like, girl, that was, I wouldn't have had her come and speak to the little girls her opinion, because obviously your opinion doesn't matter because you're tacky.
Well, Lisa Nicole is very sweet. She handles the BS very well. I have noticed that about her.
She does.
So I'm going to strive to be more like her in my life.
Yes, me too.
She does a good job with that. I mean, she always handles things with class, and she's really good.
She does it sweat the small stuff, and I feel like that's what it is at the end of the day. These women sweat the small stuff too much.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I don't know, Michelle. I think if this was your daughter's birthday, I don't know.
No, I said that I would have flipped out.
Oh, okay.
No, I acknowledge that. That is the first thing that came out of my mouth. I'm not Lisa Nicole. I would have gone off. You ruined my daughter's birthday!
Like, right.
But she did say, Mariah, her picture is ruined.
Upset. Right. Yeah. She got a little upset. So
I would have flipped out. I probably would have started crying, anything. Like, I'm crazy.
Well, then, and then on top of that, like, because I know, you know, English you're going to get to, but when they were all talking, it's just, you're at a child's birthday. Why are you talking about this stuff? I mean, I know it's production and it's,
your mother and your sister.
But y'all cannot blame that on Mariah. That was Dr. Heavenly that kept doing that. Mariah was the one that was like, no, we're not going to do this at the child's birthday. That was Dr. Heavenly.
No, her sister was. Mariah wasn't saying anything. Mariah always has her mom and her sister speaking for her. Mariah didn't say anything. Her sister did.
No, at one point she did say, we're not going to do this at the little baby
birthday party. But after she already said something.
No, she was approached.
She already said something, and then all of a sudden she doesn't want to talk about it. And
she was approached in the kitchen by Simone, who gave her the rundown.
Right.
And even when she responded to Simone, it wasn't an argument. It was just like, well, wow, I see who y'all are. Right. I've been read for filth. I wasn't invited. Mm-hmm. The one that got hostile and was kept pushing the situation was Dr. Heavenly. Dr. Heavenly was talking to Mariah's mom and sister, and yes, they did respond, mm-hmm. so that was wrong of them. That's what I'm saying. Sweat the small stuff. They didn't know how to just be like, you know what? We're not going to do this. Mm-hmm. But that was Dr. Heavenly on that one. That was all her fault.
So, but the thing is, Mariah still was even though she was saying, I always loved you, Dr. Heavenly, and did it, she was still engaging in the conversation. If she wasn't going to say anything, she should have just walked away. Why did she stand there? Why does she stand there? Then that means you're open to a discussion. Even if you're not saying anything, your little tag team are saying things. So that means you are engaging in the conversation.
I just think it was an inappropriate conversation. If I was Lisa Nicole, I would have put a card table in the back, and I'd been like, you guys can go in the back and discuss this. Go outside in the backyard and have a discussion.
I mean, if they wouldn't have
let
her in, it wouldn't have even happened. So they should have let... No, I'm just You can't come in.
Okay, so... We see Aiden being a boss daddy this episode.
He got some new hair.
He got some new hair, and he came in there with a vengeance, telling them shut up. Which now, I wanted to jump through the screen and grab Miss Lucy and Lake and say, shut the hell up and go have a seat. And then you want to start rebuking Satan
and Heavenly.
Yeah, all of them. They're
all of them. Yes, it was super annoying.
Yeah,
I don't like though when a man speaks. And Dr. Aiden was like, "I wasn't talking to you." Mm-hmm. To, Heavenly. I mean, I cannot. Like, Dr. Heavenly is not one of my favorite characters on the show. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he should have spoken to her. Yeah. Don't speak to me. If my
but he says he didn't say it to her.
It was kind of, he was talking to her.
Yeah, we saw it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't talk to me unless my husband's here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, don't, because I'm a woman. Like, anything you say to me, I'm going to take it as offense unless you're telling me that I look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and don't tell me that either, because that's inappropriate.
Because the thing is, I'm going to snap back, and I'm going to react to you. I don't care if you're a man or not. And then when you probably try to get physical with me, that's when it's going to be unfair.
You think he would get physical with
her? I don't think he would, but I'm just saying, in general, I think that's why a man shouldn't address a woman.
Right.
Because
the temperament.
The argument might be okay, but then if it goes beyond that, it's an unfair fight.
Which we have seen on a lot of the other, like, housewives shows, their husbands getting into it with different housewives, which is inappropriate. Like,
it is.
It's not about
Peter
you.
Thomas. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom. Okay, so
not to say any names,
Simone, they all sit down with adults, but then the kids are close by, and Simone is basically letting everyone say that they're not wanting Mariah to come to the couple strip, and LaToya starts backpedaling. And saying, well, mind you, she was the one that was the main one saying, well, you guys know Mariah has two sides to her. And quite naturally, why would you even try to defend yourself, Toya, when you and Mariah really don't like have any, like, common ground? You deal with each other for the show. That's it.
That's the thing. That goes back to what I said. I think that they are kind of friends. And I think LaToya doesn't have an active beef with her. So I think when she was trying to defend herself because... Mariah is sitting there thinking that they're friends, right?
So then why does she think that about her last week?
Yeah, no, I think Mariah does think that they're cool. I think Mariah thinks that they're cool. I don't necessarily think that they're like friends, but I think you're right.
Yeah, but I think that they think they're cool.
Yeah, she doesn't think there's a problem. She thinks that what happened last season is squashed, and I think she feels like they're not besties. They won't go shopping together or anything like that, but they're, you know, we're cool enough to not start talking mess about each other.
Yeah, or to not, you have me vetoed from this trip. So that's why I think she was probably trying to backpedal. What she should have done is just not said anything, just like, but realized that she doesn't have a filter. And when she starts speaking, it seems like she maybe doesn't think about what she's going to say first, so then it just comes out, just word vomit, and it's, doesn't really make sense. It makes her look worse than she probably thought it was going to make her look in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's a mess.
Yeah, she's a mess.
Yeah.
And I like her, though. No, I don't dislike her.
There's not to like or dislike about her. I just think that she doesn't really have a lot of substance to her.
She doesn't. No, she's trying to get this house, y'all. She's stressed.
Have a lot of substance.
Right. She's stressed out.
Well, she does cook. We did see that she was making something last week.
Good for her. I didn't see her do that.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. Okay, but I'm sure she's a great cook. She's because she was the main one at the table when they were talking last episode when they were talking about cooking for your husband, and she's like, "Yeah, if you cook this meal for your husband, it'll change his mind." And cooking can be like an aphrodisiac. Well, maybe that was Heavenly, but yeah. So I think she likes to cook and does that for a man. I mean, she's got to do something. She ain't bringing no coins to the table.
Yeah,
she ain't bringing no. I would be disgusted if someone said that on the show. So let me rephrase that. She isn't bringing any coins into the household. So she has to do something. She has to, A, put it down in the bedroom, hopefully, and, B, she better be cooking.
And taking care of these children, right?
Her kids are so cute, though.
Super cute.
They all the kids on the show are super cute.
So why was there enough chairs for Miss Lucy and Lake to set the table for Miss Lucy to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus and saying that people, obviously you're coming for someone here, and we know who it is, are acting or their personality or whatever. She's saying, I rebuke the evil spirits in here.
Why are you rebuking evil spirits in my house? Party?
In my house.
It's a princess party.
Some spirits.
There's no spirits in there but her.
Michelle, anyone that's going to say that, you're noticing it because you're evil.
Y'all have never said, I rebuke you, Satan. I say that all the time.
No, but if I feel it, but obviously you see that there's shade already, then you're now throwing more shade on top of shade.
Yes, I think
and
she's
unnecessary.
Insane.
And that goes back to her being mature.
I think she's insane. No, she's a but I crazy. Think it's funny. That's hilarious to me. I rebuke you, Satan. Like, it's so funny.
She's entertained
these
by
evil
her.
Spirits.
Okay.
And she's like tossing the thing. It's, like, I wouldn't trade it. That to me, I mean, and with these shows, it gets so, like, all of this drama.
Yeah.
I find some comic relief when they make witty comments. Like, LaToya, why do I keep calling her LaToya? Toya is like, oh, so, what does she say? I'm glad that, what's the mama's name? Lucy.
Yes.
I'm glad to see Lucy is laying hands this year instead of purses.
Right.
That,
right, she like, hit her that's in the head funny. With a
but she yeah. said that in her confessional.
She did, but I'm not just saying, when they say funny stuff like that, it offers some relief from the, like, back and forth bickering, oh, well, you was on the cover of this magazine and I was supposed to do it and whatever. Right. Like, I think that's why I like Jackie and Simone so much, is because they're funny, they're fun. When we yeah. see them together, they're laughing and joking and,
it just seemed petty. This is a child's party. There's children right in the table next. That's scary for, I rebuke you, Satan, and like.
All these evil spirits in
yeah,
here.
And there's
what
little
the
children
lady,
around and everything.
This old lady talking about?
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of feel like, it's watered down. Like yeah. something's happening with this show that it's watering down and I'm not really, I'm not enjoying the episodes as much. It just, I mean, I'm being honest. I just don't feel as though it has enough substance. I mean, there's children's parties and there's this and that, and I get it, but I don't know. I don't know what's happening, but mm-hmm. we can probably get into that with
there needs to be another storyline. The okay. storyline for this whole season has been
Quad and Mariah.
Quad and Mariah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, it's over it. Okay. We're all over it.
So Mariah ends, before we get into news and gossip, Mariah ends this episode by saying, you know, they think that they're going to shade me out, but you should know, you always protect the queen.
Mm. And she made another comment, like, you can't veto this. I'm George Bush in Florida, and...
So is she
no
the
votes.
Queen of the show?
Your votes don't count. That's what she's
you
saying.
I did write that she's down. The queen of the I show? Did write that down. That's yeah. one thing that bothers me about her is that she's making these bold statements about her being the queen or being able mm-hmm. to veto her being voted out. And it's like, I get it that you're confident, but right now might not be the time to, you know, be so confident because it's not going, things aren't going in your favor.
But like she told the little girls, pretty is what pretty does. Pretty is in here, and pretty are the things that you say.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you saying all these things about yourself and saying that the pawns always protect the queen? Like that makes us only to believe that just like everyone says, you're the queen of the show and everyone is beneath Mariah.
Well, we know that.
But it's sad.
Well, she is an executive producer, so I think that's probably, she's not only speaking about her character on the show, but also maybe her involvement behind the scenes.
Yeah, but she's not the only producer.
I know, I'm just saying maybe that's where she's getting it from. I don't think she's the queen of the show.
Yeah.
But I'm saying maybe in her head, that's why she can say that. I'm the queen of this show. If I want you off, that's to me what it sounded like. That's what I was going to ask y'all. Maybe we should save it for predictions, but when she was like, you can't veto me or whatever, do y'all think she's going to go on the trip?
Let's talk about that in predictions.
Okay, are we getting to predictions?
Let's do, what do you want to do, predictions or news and gossip?
Whichever
first?
You want to do first.
Predictions.
Sorry, now, I kind of jumped the gun.
No, it's fine. Predictions. This is so, I feel like we've been talking forever, but this is what sucks about doing two episodes. We won't ever do this again. Okay, so my prediction is, like I've always said, I feel like Mariah and Quad are going to become friends again. And that's it.
I think she's going to go on the trip.
Ooh, that was, yeah. Okay. I feel the same way. No, I was going to say that too. I feel like she's going to go on a trip, and I think that there's going to be some drama on this trip. And I also still haven't given up on the fact that I believe there's going to be some kind of physical fight.
Mm. All right.
Okay, so in news and gossip...
AfterBuzz TV.
I'm not going to get into all of this because it's a lot. But we had a fan tweet us on Twitter, and they said to go on the site straight from the A.
Yeah, thank you for sending us that link.
Yeah, really helpful. Rico Chappelle is doing an interview with one of the owners, I guess, of the website. And she's not... anyone that is she mutually knows Mariah, but she's not a friend of Mariah, and she is talking about all the things that she's heard about Mariah, and Rico's talking about the back history of Mariah and Quad and all these other people, the back history of the magazine, and who was actually supposed to be on the cover. And so you guys go check it out. Go in the comments on YouTube. Let us know what you guys think about this interview. It's on Straight from the A. It's a two-part interview, and it is kind of long. And it has a lot of drama and juice, and you kind of understand, because we can't see everything that is on the episode, why there's so much anger, animosity, tea, and shade. So that's all the news and gossip.
But it is from Rico's side, though. So it's,
no, and then, Mariah, and then the lady, too.
Yeah, but has Mariah done, like, a response to this, or?
No.
Okay.
No. So this is
so
just,
maybe that's
this,
coming.
This is just his side. And the lady, actually, that's interviewing him was at STK that night. Ooh. And she's not like a Mariah fan.
But as a good journalist, I feel like that's a little bit of a conflict of interest for her to say. I don't know what she says in the interview, because I didn't watch the whole thing, but she...
What?
Like, she gives her opinion about, oh, well, I was there, and this is what
happened? No, she didn't give her opinion. She said what she saw. So it's not her opinion, it's facts. I mean, she saw, and she didn't come knowing that Mariah and them were going to be there. Which is so stupid, and so the meeting was with Rico Chappelle, another blogger, Funky Dineva, which is very ratchet and ghetto as well, and Quad and Mariah supposed to sit down and talk and have their meeting. Why are they having these bloggers but the other lady said she was just there having dinner with someone else and saw how Mariah was acting.
Well, STK must be the spot. STK in Atlanta is where everybody hangs out, right? I mean, what are the odds that, like, people are there, like, happened on the same night, and, like,
well,
you
maybe
see
it's
all
just a
this
hot spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely a hot spot.
Maybe, I mean, those cameras
were
rolling.
Cameras weren't there.
Were they not there, and or they just didn't show the footage? Because again, they have to Mariah's one of the producers. If she was really drunk and, like, messed up, maybe she was like, no, we're not airing this.
I don't think that they're, I don't think she has that much power.
I don't know.
I think she's like a sub producer. They had to put her name because it was her idea. But I think if they wanted to kick Mariah off, they could.
No, I'm sure they could.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyways, what else are we talking about? Oh, Quad and Simone on the commercial, which was really, like, silly and funny, but I just felt like,
the summer Bravo commercial is what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the summer Bravo commercial. I think Mariah should have been on it. Mm. You would have assumed Mariah would have been on it, right?
Well, maybe not. She's the queen and possibly her minions. She sent them out to do the
commercial.
Yes, right.
She didn't feel like stepping down from her chariot to do the Bravo commercial.
To throw tomatoes with,
with the common folks at the Bravo commercial. Who knows?
So where can we find you guys?
You can find me at Jocelyn Polite on Twitter, and you can find me on The Weekend Relish at JocelynPolite.com.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee TV.
As always, you guys can find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks. I always get this mixed up.
Oh my God.
And then I'm also on Facebook, but I don't really respond there. And then you guys can also find me on YouTube, as usual, in the comments, responding to all of your crazy madness. We love you guys, and we can't wait to see you guys next week.
And she really likes direct messages on Instagram, so do that. No, I'm just joking. Send her direct messages.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Thanks for watching.
Thank you, guys. Yay.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.